In Romans chapter 12, the Apostle Paul wrote, as inspired by the Holy Spirit, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I am saved, but is self-buried. Is my one, my only aim just to honor Christ, my Savior, just to glorify His name? I am saved, but is my home life what the Lord would have it be? Is it seen in every action that Jesus has control of me? I am saved, but am I doing everything that I can do that the dying souls around me might be brought to Jesus too?" Christian friend, let me ask you today, have you reached that point in your life where everything has been laid upon the altar for His service and for His glory? Yielding your life to the Lord Jesus requires more than walking to the front of a church and rededicating your life. It's a surrender of the will. It's saying day by day, moment by moment, not I, but Christ. In the third chapter of the book of Daniel, we read of the three Hebrew boys, as we refer to them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And rather than deny their God, the Scripture tells us that they yielded their bodies. And you know where those bodies went, if you remember the story. They went into that fiery furnace. Anytime you surrender to Jesus Christ, anytime you yield to Him, which is what every Christian must do, we have no alternative. It's not a matter of choice. After all that He has done for us, the least we can do is give to Him all that we are, have, or ever hope to be. But I repeat, when we do that, there's a price tag associated with it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego yielded their bodies, and it required that they go into the fiery furnace. But who was the loser? It was the king that ordered it. Who was the victor? Who profited by it? Why, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. They went into that fiery furnace, and accompanying them was the very presence of the living God. The king himself said, "Did not we cast three men into that furnace? Behold, I see four, and one is like the Son of God. One I see standing in there is different from the rest of them. What can this mean?" Friend of mine, my God has promised those who know Him, "I will never leave thee. Lo, I am with you always." And if we're willing today to come to Him with our guilt and our need and our sin, first of all, to the lost, guilty, hell-deserving rebel, He'll give you His gift of eternal life. There's no price tag associated with eternal life because Jesus paid it all. I said a moment ago, there's a price tag associated with discipleship, with following the Lord Jesus, with putting your life, your body, your all on the altar. There is a price tag. But my, the price tag for salvation has been paid for across the document of salvation. We can stamp the words "paid in full," for Jesus paid it all. There is no price tag associated with the gift of eternal life. To the listening sinner today, it's free, it's postpaid, for Jesus on the cross paid redemption's price in full. But then He turns around to those of us who are Christians, and He said, "Listen, I beg of you, present your bodies a living sacrifice. Will you lose by doing it? Perish the thought. You have everything to gain in time and for eternity. Why should we do it? Because of what we owe Him who bore our sins and paid our debt at Calvary's tree. If you don't know Him, trust Him. If you do know Him, abandon your own will and take the best choice He has for you, for this life and eternity. I beseech you, present your bodies. You'll never be sorry. May the Lord bless you.